Dear Disney Studios, we, the members of the Small Pets Equality League, along with Bottles Against Being Yoinked, better known by the acronym BABY, are writing to launch a complaint against your company's recent live-action adaptation of The Lion King. While we acknowledge that both the original film and its remake are artistically appealing, any enjoyment of either film has been lost on our community due to the problematic portrayal of the film's central protagonist. We know that Simba was born into an animal society that was meant to mimic a European aristocracy, and hence his birth is to be celebrated by all the subjects in the animal kingdom, mammalian or otherwise. However, the filmmaker's decision to show the baboon character called Rafiki lifting newborn Simba into the air while all of the animals bow to him has caused great unrest in our community for the past 25 years. Simba and Rafiki's pose, perhaps because it's so striking, has been replicated, often to little success, with nearly every infant and pet under 25 pounds born after the year 1994. We do not fully understand why this pose is so broadly appealing to humans, but all our attempts to get them to desist have failed. They ignore our obvious disinterest and even fight our squirming. The problem has gotten so out of control that many major sporting events now have a Simba cam that portrays people in the crowd lifting their infants, and occasionally small dogs, into the air during intermission. Many in our community now avoid Bark in the Park baseball games out of fear that they will be unwillingly lifted into the air and shown to an audience of thousands. The pose is very uncomfortable, and we do not enjoy dangling in the air. Given our humans' apparent inability to understand this obvious fact, we are now nicely requesting that you edit both films to no longer show Rafiki hoisting Simba into the air. We realize this is a powerful moment, both in the original and the remake, but it has caused us so much suffering that we're no longer able to believe that it's worth maintaining. Obviously, the film's narrative still requires an opening establishing shot depicting Simba as the Lion Prince, so we recommend that Simba's birth still be celebrated, and only wish to suggest that Simba and Rafiki be edited into an alternate pose. Potential poses might include Rafiki cradling Simba, Rafiki holding Simba close to his chest, Simba walking alongside Rafiki. We are also open to alternative suggestions and understand that the integrity of the original film must remain intact. However, some change must be made in order to improve our situation. Please take this request seriously if we have suffered greatly from this problem for decades. We hope to hear from you soon. Sincerely, the Small Pets Equality League.